But what it's allowed us to do is to continue to support the program, and also to continue to support the program by not increasing our state hospital bed days. Again, not to bore folks, but I have to go back a little bit in time. When Asher County decided to implement IDDT, you know, there was no new money to pay for it. And again, this is kind of a relevant point for a lot of boards that might be on the fence about making the decision, can we afford to invest in EBPs, and specifically integrated dual disorder treatment. When we decided we were going to implement IDDT, we had no new money. The only way we could create new money, if you will, was to say, okay, we had our bed days at around 850 bed days reserved for the entire year. We cut it back. We cut it back to 550 bed days and said, you know, with the anticipation being we're going to get IDT going, and then if, again, we get the right people involved, that's 300 bed days at $481 a day. That's more than enough to support fiscally the startup and whatnot of the program. Now, we did other programming as well besides IDT to help ensure that we didn't go over our 550, which is much less bed days than we had previously projected to use. But that paid off for us. But that gives you an idea to a way to find quote-unquote new money, because there's really no new money. So what you can do, though, is reduce your state hospital bed days. That frees up additional dollars for local programming that will directly keep those bed days low. You know, I would, you know, certainly encourage folks, if they're going to redirect dollars like that, they should redirect it into the kinds of programming and services that would help to ensure that the bed days do stay low.